This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The federal effort in Congress to defund Planned Parenthood legislatively has been predictably derailed. After the president's promised White House veto, Democrats just needed to show up and keep their caucus in control, and the veto override failed. Subsidizing a profitable provider of abortions and alleged seller of specimens now becomes an election campaign issue, one where a majority of Americans oppose such subsidies. Pro-life groups are demanding that a Texas DA drop charges against the legal impersonations by citizen journalist David DeLaden. Legal experts say the charges won't hold up in court, and what makes the DA's office look merely political is that the DA failed to bring up credible evidence against abortion specimen sales at Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio.
A new wave of feminism is rising. A new feminism that wants to empower women to honor the natural functions of their bodies and the gifts of their feminine spirit. We are working to create centers that will become havens in our communities for women to grow in their appreciation of their natural selves. It's time to change the face of women's health in our nation. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Ted Cruz took the Iowa caucus, and Planned Parenthood lost no time trying to turn the abortion issue into a contraception issue. Marco Rubio's campaign is energized with a surging campaign that came in a very close third on the heels of Donald Trump's sagging second-place finish. Mike Huckabee is suspending his campaign after his disappointing finish. Marco Rubio told Life News he would immediately sign the bill rejected by President Obama if elected president. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.